Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk.
Victimized by criminal cops, psychopathic predators terrorizing neighborhood blocks. Equipped with pepper spray, mace, cuffs, tasers, and glocks. They like serial killers acting out subliminal thoughts. Forget what you taught, these cops have got a license to kill. Witness intimidation means that they can use it at will. will. Code of silence means that the pigs will never let out a squeal. And if they go to court, they know the judge will make them a deal. For real, that's why they stopping me, locking me up and stopping me, confiscating my property, talking in my demography, making the poor commodities, profiting off of poverty, enforcing policies, supporting prison economies. Yeah, no one makes money when the violence stops. Hating brutality's the way to make a criminal crop. Blood in the gutters, how the rich butter they bread at the top. And that's why this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm mixed up in the system and these pigs is trying to murder me. They mace me, they tase me, they trained them to hate me, degrade and detain me and change just like slavery. Hands up, face down, left hook right quick. Throw you down, hold you down, smack you with that nightstick. Night shift, riding around, see you with your J's on. You'll get sprayed on over Skittles, word to Trayvon. All the people saying is it's crazy down in Florida. What you saying is you playing, it's the same in California. They ganging like they banging and they'll hang you down in Georgia. Frame you in a case for what you say without a lawyer. Swarming with no warning, now they sorting through your residence. Stormed in with no warrant, now they snorting all the evidence. You better just learn to dodge a box, cause this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on,
this is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on,
this is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
We got a baby in the living room.
Get the grenades, pull a pin, throw it in the crib, blow him away.
There's a homeless guy camping here.
Well, tell him to pack. When he gets up and starts leaving, shoot the bum in the back.
This guy rolled through a stop sign.
That's drugs for sale. Get some doctors to rape him, send him a bill in the mail.
We got a black man knocking on a white woman's door.
With 10 shots point blank, he ain't gonna knock no more. Look, the problem starts at the academy. New cadets are indoctrinated with a military mentality. With them as the soldiers and us as the people they're battling. We're either collateral damage or combat fatalities. Either way, the reality's that it's not gonna stop. Cause this is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops.
This is what happens.
Say what?
Happens when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
When you call the cops, this is what happens.
Whoa,
the
kill
no fuck we happen. Call when you all get shot.
Bang.
A brand new one there from a guy from America called Rob Hustle, and that song was called Call the Cops. And before that you heard Bella Chow by Chumbawamba. Hello, my name is Linda. Welcome to the Aniki Show. Coming up on today's show, talking about war and peace, I went to the rally for Gaza yesterday, rally for Palestine, which was held in King George Square, and it was a great rally. I was a bit hesitant to go. I was unsure about going because I thought, oh, there'd just be a few people there and some people, angry people, yelling into the microphone, and it'll be dismal, maybe I can help in better ways than going to this rally. But I went to the rally and it was really, really good and really positive. There are a lot of Palestinian people there, as well as a lot of other activists and members of the community. And it was a really good rally and a really good march as well, and everyone was very enthusiastic and right into the issue. So I've got a 16-minute piece that I edited together from that. It includes a speech that was given by a woman from Youth for Palestine, Heba Diab, and she was very good. So I included her speech. It was good to see a young person, but also two young women spoke from Youth for Palestine. And I'm going to go into that right now. Later on in the show, I'm going to be talking about Carlos Giuliani, who was killed in 2001 by the Italian police at the G8 protests in Genoa. And that song I played by Chumbawamba Bella Ciao is what they wrote in his memory. And I've got a few more songs from him as well. And later on in the show, we're going to be talking near-term human extinction with Guy McPherson. But for now, we're going to hear my audio montage from the rally for Gaza, which was held yesterday, and there's another one next week, next Saturday. I'll talk about that later as well.
Bloodshed in Gaza, another massacre of the Palestinian future generation. For the past 2 weeks, Gaza has been going through intensive airstrikes on innocent civilians, resulting in mass murder of men, women, and children. So far, nearly 340 people have died, more than 2,000 are wounded. Houses, hospitals, clinics, mosques, and schools have been destroyed or damaged. So far, at least 6,000 men and women have been imprisoned. Thousands are fleeing their homes, hoping to find a safer place for their families. Just on the second day of the Israeli ground invasion this Friday, at least 61 people were killed in cold blood. Between them, 12 children. At least 12 children were killed.
Shame!
Shame!
Whole families are being assassinated in large numbers. No child should go through such devastation of loss. No child should bury his own family. And no child should grow up as an orphan. Instead of building homes for these children, we are digging graves. Where is the justice for the Palestinian people? Where is it? The injustice I feel when I cannot visit my homeland due to daily unrest. The injustice I feel when I see images of mothers crying over the dead or severely injured children due to airstrikes and raining bullets. I demand justice. I demand justice for the Palestinian people. I have lived all my life as a Palestinian refugee. As a child, I have always dreamed that one day I'll be able to visit my homeland, go to Gaza where my grandparents are from. As a child, I have always dreamt that one day I will go to Jerusalem and pray in the Al-Aqsa.
Smiling at the words that are etched upon the wall, standing in its shadow and dreaming of its fall. Our hopes bend like thunder, in our arms entwined, cradling the stories of those we leave behind in our hands. Let my heart and I, let my heart.
It has been 70 years of occupation, killing, land theft, and humiliation.
Shame, Israel!
Shame!
And
one day, pigs.
When the bombing ceased in Gaza, the hundreds of men, women, and children that have been slaughtered with the Azores that never existed, wiped out the face of the earth, there will be just numbers, statistics of war, like just like others before them. People will forget about the bloodshed, and then, a few months later, history repeats itself. Thousands will be left homeless, jobless, and heartbroken. Israel says that they are targeting Hamas movement who are hiding between civilians, and they have no option but to attack and use Palestinians as a human shield to get to Hamas followers, killing entire families, bombing hospitals, schools, and disability clinics. Now I ask you this, if Hamas was hiding between Israeli civilians, would they respond in the same way as they did to the Palestinians? I think we all know the answer. This is not a religious conflict, it's a humanitarian conflict. It is a political Zionist movement to exterminate the Palestinians and to see what is left to the Palestinian land and to destroy what is left to the Palestinian race. Four cousins, Ahmed Bakr, 10 years old, Zakaria Bakr, 10 years old, Muhammad Bakr, 11 years old, Ismail Bakr, 9 years old. Apparently, kids playing on the beach is a serious threat to Israel and to the world. What's the pilot thinking he was playing? A virtual video game killing these children. Even after he saw them trying to hide demand justice. I should not be here today telling people that children are not a threat. What crime did these children commit? What kind of danger did they pose to Israel? They are not terrorists. Terrorism is a group of cowards who attack innocents by killing, stealing their houses, land, and freedom. Murdering children. What religion does allow that? None, as far as I know.
Come on. I left my heart in Palestine. One more. I left my in those camps for over 60 years. The right to return's been promised, they're still waiting to go home. We say, which side are you on? 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 Surrounded by an apartheid wall, blocking out the sun. Humiliated at checkpoints, staring down the barrel of their guns. And which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Israel uses children as a human shield, as pawns in this never-ending siege. This is an international war crime, and I demand justice.
Yeah! Yeah.
The hearts of young people have died, and their nobility have perished. Maybe we forgot that we are all humans. When I watch a video of a two-year-old boy who lost both of his legs, crying from the excruciating pain, all I wanted to do was hug him and apologize. Apologize that the world is watching while you are in pain. Apologize that nothing is being done to help you or to save you. However, patience. Freedom is on our doorstep. I guess it is easier for us to turn a blind eye than to really see what is happening. Enough with killing the innocent people of Gaza. Enough with slaughtering the innocent people of Gaza. What have they done? What crime have they committed? They are not terrorists. They are not criminals. How can one justify the execution of the Palestinian people? The hearts of the people have died. Our conscience have died. What do we know about pain? Imagine the pain watching a family member dying in front of you from an Israeli bullet. or looking for your baby's body under the rubble of your house. What do we know about pain and loss? Nothing. Nothing compared to what we know, what the Palestinians go through every day. This is not war. This is genocide. Enough is enough. Palestinians have been robbed of the right to know or feel how to celebrate a negation because of these attacks, which always seem to be happening on special events. When will the Palestinians have to truly be able to really celebrate and be happy? When? Does Gaza have an army like Israel? Does Gaza have one of the best technologies in the world like Israel? Does Gaza have weapons, tanks, F-16 like Israel? No. Does Gaza have an underground shelters like Israel?
No.
It is obvious that there can never be any comparison between Gaza and Israel.
Yes.
The Palestinian people have been given the will to keep on resisting the oppression. The Palestinian people have been given the strength to survive and to get, and be given the freedom to walk the streets without fear, to live their lives the way they should, stop killing the innocent people, and start rebuilding a future for the Palestinians. Free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
And Gaza is a prison, and our silence is a crime. Are you on the side to break the siege, set those people free? And which side are you on? For which side are you on? For which side are you on? Which side are you on? Now, I didn't actually know this, but a man called Senator Brandis, who has his office just down there in Eagle Street. And this is a man that sat in a parliamentary Senate meeting and said that there is no occupation. So this one's for the politicians. Our own politicians, they're puppets on the street, standing with apartheid bloodstains on their hands. Let's sing it for him. Which side are you on? 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 And which side are you on? 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 Thank you. I'd like to do one more thing, and it needs your help again. As Rebecca said, I've been active in the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions campaign, which calls Israel to account for its atrocities and its war crimes by a simple message of boycott, by a simple message of divesting from Israeli companies, and by a simple message that we need sanctions. And this morning, the Boycott National Committee called for an immediate arms embargo against the State of Israel. Yes. No more bombs for them. I need you to help with it. This is a beat you might know. It goes like this. Now I know there are lots of Arabs here today, and I know from personal experience that Arabs are very good at clapping. So I need your help. One trick is that you just have to keep going for about 3 minutes. We will never stop believing in the better day. Where our lands are stolen, freedom, sunlight forbidden. Where it is rewritten, sung again and new. Blood, red rivers run red. They'll wash away the stain, and their guns are not enough.
I'm going to ask you to do two things. You're going to keep that beat. Well, some people might recognize this. We first did this down in the Myers Center, where they sell Dead Sea product. And next week, we're going to meet in this square at 11 o'clock. And we're going to take a message to the retailers of this city that there is a boycott on. And they need to respect it. Seven on the side of freedom, justice. Get out me apartheid, well I got blood on my hands. Not too late to end support for the apartheid state. We will boycott Israel. We will boycott Israel.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Remember the next election. So remember the Australian government has been warned to call the occupation of Jerusalem's occupation. It is a shame!
الشاهد المحامي والقاضي علي قاضي نهايتي بادي حلمك انقل فوق ما احنا قلية حلمك لقلية تصير بالمقابر اكترية ديمقراطية والله انكم ناسية من كتر ما اغتصبتوا النفس العربية هبلت ولدت ولد اسمه عملية انفجارية وهنا ديتنا ارهابية يعني ضربتني وبكيت سبعتني واشتكيت لما ذكرتك انك بديت نصيت وحكيت انتو بتخلي ولاد صغار يرموا حجار ما لهمش اهل يدبوهم بالدار ايش كنو نسيت انو ساحق طب الاهل تحت الحجار وهلا لما وجع الفار بتناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي انا ارهابي كيف ارهابي وانا عايش في بلادي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي ماكلني وانا عايش في بلادي
ليش ارهابي عشان دمي مش هادي حامي عشان رافع راسي وارض بلادي قتلوا حبايبي
انا لحالي
اهلي تشردوا
راح اضلي انادي
انا مش ضد السلام السلام ضدي علي بده يدي طراسي بده يمحي واللي بيحكي كلمه بشد وراه همه بيكون زلمه تعملوا منه رمه ومين انتو لسه امتى خبرتو اطلوا قديش قتلتوا قديش شتمتوا امياتنا بيبكوا ابياتنا بيشكوا اراضينا بيخطفوا
انا بقولكم مين انتو
انتو خبرتو فدلا احنا كبرنا فقر من كبر بوسع ومن كبر بجحر صار في داعي عملتوا منه اجرامي وانت يا ارهابي بتناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي انا ارهابي كيف ارهابي وانا عايش ببلادي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي ماكلني وانا عايش ببلادي امتى ببطل ارهابي لما تضربني كف واديك خدي تاني كيف تتوقع مني اشكر لاذاني تعرف ايش انت ولي كيف تخياني راكع ركبي ودايم ربطات عيون بالارض وجثث مزتتات بيوت مهدوم عائلات مشردات اطفال يتيمه حريه بكلبشات انت عمر انت قدر احنا بنقبر ما علينا بنصبر وجعنا بنستر اهم شي انك تحس بامان اتريح وسيب لنا الالام ما هو دمنا دم كلاب حتى لا لما الكلب يموت في الرفق بالحيوان يعني دمنا ارخص من دم الكلاب لا دمي غالي رح ادافع حالي لو تناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي
And you just heard from a band called DAM. They're a hip-hop group from Palestine. And before that song, you heard a montage, which I did from the rally for Palestine yesterday, which was really well attended and a really, really good rally. There was even things lit on fire, a sign of Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, was lit on fire. And there was also flares, the red flares. It was very, very exciting. But best of all, it was great to be on the streets with lots of other people who felt strongly about an issue. And so far in the Israeli war on Gaza, 470 people have been killed 3,600 wounded and 2,700. There have been 2,700 strikes. That's some news from 1 hour ago. So those figures are fairly accurate. I have information which is sent from someone close to Palestine to the Europeans Against the Political System at Facebook page. Palestinians in Gaza have opened their home to thousands fleeing the massacres. The Palestinians peoples only have each other and are taking in friends, family and strangers. I spoke to my family friends. They left their homes barefoot, walked for hours to find shelter, which they did at another family's home. Some need medicine, which they left behind. And there's a massacre in Shuyaya, which is like none that they've seen before. They are safe for now, but there's no safe place anywhere in Gaza as bombs have not stopped. Israelis continue with their murderous rampage with no intent on stopping. And I should mention that not all Israelis are for the war against Palestine. I've got a friend who was a refusenik, refused to be in the Israeli army, Rotem Moore, and I interviewed him a few years ago, and he said that he was talking about that a lot of the people are indifferent about it or not really aware. There is footage of some people cheering, but there's also people who are resisting against that. And there's an article I found that is talking about how fascists are targeting those activists in Israel who are protesting against the Israeli war crimes, and talking about Israel and protesting against it. It is something that Tony Abbott is not doing. He last week gave a speech at the Central Synagogue in Sydney, and he said, in so many ways, Israel is a country so much like Australia, a liberal, pluralist democracy, a beacon of freedom and hope in a part of the world which has so little freedom and hope. And he said we are basically Australians are all Israelis, and I totally reject that. Australians are like Israel in the fact that we have invaded another people's country, and we are waging genocide against the Aboriginal people of Australia in the same way that Gaza is against Palestinians. Although we don't use bombs, but we use other methods nowadays, like the Northern Territory intervention. We heard a song by Dam called Who's the Terrorist? I've got another song by Dam to play now, and this one is called Da Dam.
دامر نفار لسان حار كلام شرار يهب نار بقلب ثوار احرار اعطيني ميكروفون وانا اعطيك انقلاب مفيش انسحاب هدفنا زي الاوتاد بضرار املنا زي ناطحات سحاب ترفع راسها بيجي حد يطلع هلا قمنا كلنا قدر يدي سرد احنا مع الزمن شفنا اللي وفينا جوا مين بده يقرب لينا هنا كلمات اللي منا كله يغرق من قبضة كف الورا يسرح من حومي ايدي للم يعرى حبره يبدا ينزل ولا عمره يفرح انا حامي أمشد هوا وأنا محرقل أبي سيدي بيدي الألم يحكي عربي الورقة تسمع عربي الألم هو فأس الورقة صارت أرضي اصرع تنج الفكرة براسي تقعد فكرة حامية طلع تخبط تضرب حامية بخرة سامع كل جال اللي تجي بعدي تحصل
دادم 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 دادم
دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم دادم لكني على الاوتار انا دافع الرب لا مستوى تاني كل واحد سمه وحب وحكى انا محترف مختلف مرتجف ليش الوحيد المرتجف في طبلة الدان انا انسان ما انسان يضرب فان دام هو كان زمان يوم الزمان لدان
عظيم سلام
لا محمود شريري من الدام اللي فيها كمان تنين غيري مع بعض نرتب نرتب كلام اللي يكون عينين مفتحه لغيري دينين سامع كل حركه ايدين كاتبه كل حركه اجرين ثابته وهي ماشيه وهي رامحه للهدف طامحه والهدف معنى اللي يكون معنى بكل الاغاني يعني لما هز الراس من برا هزه برضه من جوا بكلامي اللي يعكس واقع اللي نابع من ظلم دايما طامع وانا هون قاعد شاهد وبالالم دايما طابع
انا متأكد انك انت فكرت انه الديسك عماله نطنت بس لا 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 هذا تقلي انا
سين ها يا
لا مين 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 الدم الشيء الذي يدوم بوم قوم اسمعنا وعن الباقي زوم البوم ده انتفاضة
كلامنا حجارة
البحر كله راب وانا
جسير اتركا
وراح يجي يوم اللي تشوفوها تزوروها تسكنوها ما تحرطوا وابوها وبعد الديسكان جدي نطنت واخر سطر سلامات مني سهيل النفحر
من الاول علشان الناصر
نا 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 نا
Dum, da 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 d
Just heard a song from Ska P, who are a Spanish band, and the song, the translation of the title is Just Because He Thought, and that song is about Carlos Giuliani, who was brutally murdered by the Italian police at the Genoa G8 protest, which was in the 2001, and that song, I'll say some of the translations of that, and it also explains what happened to Carlo Giuliani. And our mate Carlo Giuliani was brutally murdered by the fascist Italian police because he demanded a more equitable distribution of the world economy. Just because he acquired a conscience, just because he gave voice to the voiceless, just because he thought it's enough, we have to kill the beast. Hey ho, don't shut up. Hey ho, don't shut up. And I'll put that on the 4ZZZ website on the Aniki show page in the song notes for that song. And also I'll try and get up the translation for the DAM songs, the damn songs that I played, the hip-hop group from Palestine. And finally today we're going to hear from Guy McPherson, who's a climate scientist who takes a much more radical view, a much darker view of the future for humanity, the future for planet Earth, but mainly for humanity. And he is speaking about near-term human extinction, and there's actually a support group on Facebook for near-term human extinction. And just before I play that, I just wanted to mention that there is a protest coming up next Saturday from 2 till 6 p.m. in solidarity with Gaza, a Brisbane rally against Israel's massacre in Gaza at King George Square. As I said, yesterday's rally was the biggest ever solidarity rally for Palestine in Brisbane. It was great to see, and it will be a great rally next Saturday, the 26th of July.
The mainstream media and the governments are complicit in covering up the information. Hadley Center for Meteorological Research comes along late 2008, about a year after the IPCC's fourth assessment, says we can expect about 2°C by 2100. But within weeks, the head of the climate prediction division for the Hadley Center comes out and says, no, really, it's more like 5 to 7°C by 2100. These large organizations operating with consensus produce information that is watered down. United Nations Environment Program, mid-2009, says 3.5°C by 2100. Hadley Center comes along just a year after the previous assessment and says 4 is the new 2, and it's coming by mid-century. Remember, no human beings on the planet at 3.5°C above baseline. Global Carbon Project, Copenhagen diagnosis. A short time later, at the time of the COP15 meetings, Conference of Parties meetings on climate change in Copenhagen, point to 6 or 7°C respectively by 2100. United Nations Environment Program comes along about a year and a half after their previous assessment and says we can expect up to 5°C by 2050. Can't imagine we'll have humans on a planet at 5°C above baseline. Why? Well, we've already lost about half of the phytoplankton in the ocean because of ocean acidification. That's at 0.85°C. They're half gone. That's the base of the marine food web. That's where half of our food comes from. Half gone. At 3 or 4°C, can't imagine there'll be a significant number of phytoplankton remaining in the ocean. People tell me, okay, so it'll go to blue green algae and we'll start a whole new food chain. Really? You think every organism on the planet is going to adjust so quickly that we're going to get through the bottleneck? They can adjust by 2050 or by 2040? It would surprise you. The other half of our food comes from land plants, in one form or another. Yeah, we eat meat, but they eat plants. So the other half of our food comes from land plants. What happens when the temperature swings are even greater than what we've seen so far? 2 out of the last 5 winters, Tucson, Arizona, where I lived for more than 20 years, experienced temperatures so cold in the winter time that 80 to 100 year old citrus trees were killed. It's too cold. But then it's too hot too. It's so hot that proteins denature in land plants, killing the plants in a single summer day. So it's too hot and it's too cold. It's climate change. It's not global warming. The global warming is going to 1972, but relatively shortly thereafter, scientists started talking about climate change. It's not. Finally, the United States Department of Defense in their quadrennial defense review includes climate change among the security threats, not to humans, not even to civilization, to the United States. It's a security threat. It's going to get so dusty out there, our tanks aren't going to be able to bomb everybody as needed. The rain is going to come at inopportune times, so the drones won't be able to focus in on the wedding party in Pakistan. The latest quadrennial defense review comes out every 4 years. It's just out. I haven't had an opportunity to look at it yet. I've heard through the grapevine that it's more of the same. That the primary concern is about the threat to American empire. And finally, the IPCC, in their latest assessment, which was heavily leaked in September 2013, at least the first working group's report, second working group's report just came out a couple of weeks ago, which said that global warming is irreversible without massive geoengineering in the atmosphere's chemistry. So let's take a look at that. The horse is already out of the barn door. The IPCC knows about the 40-year lag. They know that we've triggered those greenhouse gases. They know that we've produced more greenhouse gases in the last 29 years than in the previous 236 years. They know about the 40-year lag, so they're calling on geoengineering as a strategy. They don't know which ones, which kind of geoengineering to use, because so little is known about it, but times are really desperate when we're calling for desperate measures like geoengineering. Let's take a look at some of the geoengineering strategies. 5 journal articles have been written about geoengineering so far, 6, but 5 focus on the science, 1 focuses on the public response. The first of those came out shortly after the IPCC's fifth assessment, and concludes that climate geoengineering cannot simply be used to undo global warming. The planet is warming. We can't just undo that. The barn door has been open for 40 years. The horse is at the very least, the next county over and probably dead. It's 40 years. Journal of Geophysical Research paper points out geoengineering may succeed in cooling the Earth, but it would disrupt precipitation patterns around the world. So, yes, we might be able to geoengineer to keep the Great Plains from getting so hot that we can't grow grains. But it's also going to disrupt precipitation patterns so much that we can't grow grains there. The hits keep coming. Environmental Research Letters paper points out attempts to reverse the impacts of global warming by injecting reflective particles into the stratosphere could make matters worse. This is the most common approach suggested, is to inject reflective particles into the atmosphere, sometimes called solar radiation management, or SRM. Subsequent paper, just a month later, points out the risk that there is a risk of abrupt and dangerous warming inherent to large-scale implementation of solar radiation management. So what the paper actually finds is you start kicking those reflective particles up into the atmosphere, and you can't ever stop. Because 3 days after you stop, they fall out of the sky. 3 days after you stop, there's a huge temperature spike. We observed this on 9/11, September 11th, 2001, when planes were grounded in the United States. And as a consequence, there was a measurable change in the temperature regime of the planet 3 days later. 3 days. Finally, an overview paper in Nature Communications points out current schemes are likely to be either relatively useless or actually make things worse with respect to geoengineering. They went through all of the major geoengineering strategies that have been proposed so far. And finally, a paper from Nature Climate Change points out that nobody wants the public is not interested in that. gathering down Navy Drake for the Archimedes Merchants Group, the world's coveted start of the runaway green has been, which will end most human life on Earth before 2040. Just on carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. No mention of the 30 self-reinforcing feedback loops I'll talk about shortly. And small wonder, because carbon dioxide levels are at an all-time high. We're about to break 400 parts per million on a global average through the year. We've already broken the 400 barrier a few times, including within the last few days. Carbon dioxide levels today likely are higher than they've been for the last 20 million years, according to NASA. 20 million years, we've had humans on the planet for 2 million years. It looks like trouble just based on carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Good news, none of these assessments, none of what we've talked about so far, includes the concept of economic collapse. Which, when I'm talking about economic collapse here, I'm thinking about no fuel at the filling station, no food at the grocery stores, no water coming out of the municipal taps. That's collapse. None of these assessments take that into account. That's the good news. Some people don't think it's good. The bad news is they don't include the self-reinforcing feedback loops I'm about to mention either. So even these major assessments are not sophisticated enough to incorporate these self-reinforcing feedback loops. I'll focus on one of those while listing 29 others. We include one of those positive feedbacks, methane coming out of the Arctic Ocean, Paul Beckwith at the University of Ottawa, who had the good fortune to meet just a few days ago, predicts a 6C increase within a decade. That was October 2012. About a year later, he says up to a 16C increase within a decade or two. And I talked to him about that. I said, you predicted this? He says, yeah, but what I meant was since the beginning of the coldest part of the previous glacial period. Okay, so what's that, 5 or 6C? Yeah, it's 5 or 6C. Okay, so it's going to increase 16 degrees above where we were 5 or 6C ago. So that sounds like 10 or 11 degrees C warming. Is that what you mean? Yeah. And you don't think that'll kill all humans on the planet? No, we're clever. I don't know, Paul. I think that we properly should be called the Homo Calidus. Instead of Homo sapiens, sapiens means wise, Calidus means clever. I think we're really damn clever. But I'm not sure we're able to see 40 years in advance.
And you just heard from Guy McPherson, who is a climate scientist, and he is talking about a dimmer view of global warming than what you might hear in the mainstream media. And he has a website, blog, and you can look it up, just search for Guy McPherson. I've got a new song now by Jazigri X. He's from America and has made quite a lot of really good political conscious hip-hop songs. And this one is called Never Loved Us.
Worst. America never loved us. Remember? Pittsburgh, they never loved us. Remember? The police, they never loved us. Remember? Worst behavior. Every time I ride around hearing siren sounds, some crooked ass cop might fire rounds. And that shot might lie me down. Somebody gotta tell my mom they paralyzed the child. We need Malcolm with the M1 and then some. Bobby Seale with that shoddy Phil Gibson. Man, we need 5 o'clock security for every black child that made it out of puberty. Black leather jacket, black shotgun, Huey P. Benzo see them bullets fly, nigga duty free. Palm crucified like the cross on your jewelry. Much quicker police in the hood on the shooting spree. Ashley Young almost had to read his eulogy. Shot 5 times by the cops so brutally. In a wheelchair still getting all the scrutiny. Even though America truly be acting on the worst behavior. America never loved us. Remember? Men in Florida, they never loved us. Remember? Men in juries, they never loved us. Remember? Worst behavior. Did we pay more attention to Michael's new Jordans? Or the outcome of Michael shooting Jordan? For protection, do I need a rifle when performing? If we start turning up, when they try to murder us? Dangerous black kids ain't welcome in suburbia. All we want is justice and equality, the nerve of us. Still deny services, criminalized by journalists. Turn the other cheek and get killed by Christian conservatives. Mass incarcerated in prison is where they hurting us. Calling us thugs, you hear them trying to Richard Sherman us?
acting like ain't nothing worse than us. But be the first to bust, last to get searched and cuffed. We ain't forget you used to purchase us. We was swinging from the trees or you burnt us up. Now we organized and ready to stick the merchants up. So get them purses up before you see us on our worst behavior. America never loved us. Remember? In Cali they never loved us. Remember? Man, them judges they never loved us. Remember?
Andy Lopez was only 13. 7 shots from the sheriff left him in the dirt lane. To his mother and his father had to be the worst scene. Do you know what hurt means when you see a child dead in his shirt seam? Liquid from the thickness of the blood still squirting. Dear God, can you answer me first thing? Can you wipe the earth clean of the violence in this world? Let the church sing.
Amen, turn to today's him. Who's gonna save them? Cause in North Carolina, Jesus, they slayed him. In the back of a cop car cup, they sprayed him and told us that he killed himself. That's Satan. So when you see me on MSNBC, a whole post live and I bust both thighs until I see America shut both sides. Got a hearse to claim on my worst behavior.
Worst behavior.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Zed Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing, crimes involving property, for it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor. Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations, and you must suffer for the oligopoly of the future.